My guest at this time is Nick Langworthy. He is the chairman of the Republican Party in Erie County, New York, and that's at the heart of a special congressional election scheduled for next Tuesday. It's New York's 26th congressional district, and there's a vacant seat after the resignation earlier this year of Republican Congressman Mike Lee. Many recent polls suggest a pretty tight race in a Republican-leaning district between Republican Jane Corwin, Democrat Kathy Hochul, and supposed Tea Party candidate Jack Davis. We'll get to all of that and some very interesting developments in this race in just a moment. And Nick, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg.
First of all, what do the latest polls show?
Well, the last public polling that's been available shows Jane Corwin with about a 5-point lead at 36% to 31 for her Democratic opponent, Kathy Hochul, with the fake Tea Party candidate Jack Davis trailing in the high 20s.
In this situation, do you need 50%? Will there be a runoff, or is it just highest vote total wins?
Well, it's highest vote total wins. There are no runoffs in New York State, so this is obviously a very highly contested race with a lot of outside monies coming in separate from the campaigns, and there's a very heightened interest level.
Let's start at the beginning chronologically. Is there much of a hangover in the district with voter dissatisfaction with what they learned about Congressman Lee? Is that affecting Jane Corwin at all?
Really, I think that is kind of out of the minds of the voters. People in the district generally thought that Chris Lee was doing a very good job, but were saddened to kind of see his personal life fall apart and him have to step away. But really, the district is watching this race very closely with a very unconventional race unfolding with three candidates that are all very well-funded.
Let's talk about your party's nominee, Jane Corwin. She's been recently elected to the New York State Legislature. Not a ton of time in Albany, but what does her record suggest to the voters of the 26th District, as well as her experience as a business owner, indicate she might bring to Washington?
Well, Jane Corwin is running on a message of smaller government, lower taxes, and greater personal responsibility. She spent decades being a part of a thriving family business, which was called the Talking Phone Book, that her family started back in the 60s and then continued up until they sold to the Hearst Corporation in 2004. They're very successful, and even in the agreement where they sold their company, they made an agreement to make sure that those jobs stayed right here in Buffalo, New York, as a part of the terms of the sale.
In terms of the strategy from the Democrats, you mentioned a lot of outside money. It seems like the Democrats, perhaps more so than the Republicans, correct me if I'm wrong on this, are trying to nationalize this race. It seems like Kathy Hochul's major argument is that she is opposed to the Republican House plan issued by Budget Chairman Paul Ryan in terms of radically reforming, or at least reforming, Medicare in a way to make it salvageable and solvent past its bankruptcy date here in just a few years from now. She says she's against that. She says Corwin's for that. Is that the key issue in this race?
Well, it's the issue that with the same kind of tired Democratic scare tactics that they've used for years, which is scaring seniors and distorting the truth on this issue of Medicare. Jane Corwin has said she would support the Ryan plan because it's a starting point. And the two Democrats in the race, the fake Tea Party candidate Jack Davis, as well as Democrat Kathy Hochul, have really just focused on kicking the can down the road, not making the necessary reforms, and sitting back and watching the entire system that everyone depends on go broke. Jane Corwin said, no changes for current recipients, no changes for people soon to receive the benefits, but we do have to look to the future. We cannot just bury our heads in the sand and expect that the problems are going to go away. It's time for bold and tough leadership, and that's what Jane Corwin wants to bring to Washington.
Let's talk about Jack Davis for a moment. He's a self-proclaimed Tea Party candidate, but it's been pretty well exposed in recent days and weeks that he's actually quite liberal. There's even footage of him assaulting a campaign worker. I don't know if it's specifically for the Corwin campaign, but somebody who was simply asking him about his position on something or why he didn't appear somewhere. What's been the impact of these revelations about Jack Davis?
Well, I mean, Jack Davis is a frequent candidate. Jack Davis has run for the seat now a fourth time. First is a Democrat three times. He lost to Congressman Tom Reynolds in 2004, in 2006, and then he lost the Democratic primary for an open seat in 2008. He comes now and claims to be a Tea Partier. He's a fake Tea Party candidate. He does not espouse the values that are the Tea Party. In fact, Amy Kramer from Tea Party Express was in Amherst, New York, just the other day, and she said that Jack Davis is no more Tea Party than Barack Obama is. You know, Tea Party members and MoveOn.org members don't share the same philosophy. Jack Davis has just simply paid people to circulate a petition with the party name Tea Party. And that does not make him a member of the Tea Party.
We're talking with Nick Langworthy, chairman of the Republican Party in Erie County, New York. And, Nick, you mentioned at the outset of our conversation that right now Corwin, the Republican, holds a 5-point lead over Hochul, but Davis is somewhere in the mid to high 20s. If now it's been made pretty obvious to voters that he's also a liberal, do you fear that some of the folks that were behind him will end up in Hochul's camp, or do you think that he perhaps persuaded enough conservatives to consider him that they might swing to Corwin? How do you expect his numbers to impact the final results here?
Well, that public polling is several weeks old at this point, and some of the revelations have come out since then. We haven't seen any public polling since. I would expect a lot of the voters and people that had been supporting Jack have kind of caught up to his lies. I mean, he was proud to have supported Nancy Pelosi in becoming Speaker of the House, and he endorsed Barack Obama in 2008. Those are things that have come forward. The public now is aware of them. I do not believe Jack really is in any position to go to win this, but a three-way race is a very dynamic situation, especially in a special election. Turnout will be those most motivated to vote in this election. There's nothing else on the ballot in our district that day. And I know that Jean Corwin's has got a lot of momentum going into this election. There's a lot of people that are excited about her candidacy, and we're going to turn out a strong Republican vote to put her over the top.
Well, let me just finish by following up on the point you just made. How do you ensure that your voters get out there?
We are really focusing on an unprecedented amount of get-out-the-vote efforts. People are in phone banks, knocking on doors every single day, right until the sun goes down. So I am very confident that we are going to leave no stone unturned and make sure our vote comes out strongly for Jean Corwin.
Well, we'll be watching closely all the way up to Tuesday and obviously Tuesday night when the results come in. Nick, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Nick Langworthy is chairman of the Republican Party in Erie County, New York. Again, the special election to fill the vacant seat in New York's 26th congressional district is this coming Tuesday.